Thank you very much, Crystal, for that introduction and reminding me that time is going by. thanks to all of you for being here with us today. Some of you we have seen during the week, during the coffee session, and I'm so glad that many of you could stay here and participate with us in this workshop. In this workshop on measuring the value of forests in a green economy, which is a subject that is near and dear to my heart. I see a lot of the speakers today are those who I have known and worked with for some time, so I'm sure it's going to be a very interesting and very good workshop. First of all, let me thank the Swiss government for their contribution to be able to make this workshop a reality, and as usual, Switzerland very much supporting the transition to a green economy in the pan-European region, and therefore demonstrating that also for the various sectors, we have to work with the sectors, with the productive sectors, in this transition to a green economy. There is no doubt that forests are of essential importance in the transition to a green economy and to the implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. The forest sector, based on a renewable raw material, wood, which is processed in a way that causes little waste and is recycled after use, has an important role to play in a green economy, especially when we discuss bioeconomy and circular economy. Also, the SDGs, notably SDG 15, related to conservation, restoration, and sustainable use and management of forests, and the Sendai Framework for Disaster Risk Reduction, reiterate the role of forest ecosystem services in achieving their objectives. For that reason, the value of forest ecosystem services, accounting for multiple functions in the areas of biodiversity, disaster risk reduction, climate mitigation, as well as the economic and social importance of various forest products, need to be given appropriate recognition and assign their appropriate value. A range of approaches have been developed internationally to assess the progress towards a green economy and the value of natural capital and ecosystem services in that context. Some of them are applicable to forests and could be useful as a basis for measuring the implementation of activities of the Rovaniemi Action Plan for the forest sector in a green economy. However, despite the evident role of forests in the transition to a green economy, assigning a value to forests as natural capital and the environmental and social services provided by forests remains a major challenge. Therefore, it is important to conduct an analysis of the complementarity of present approaches developed internationally in the context of the green economy and the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, as well as the existing approaches for measuring the value of natural capital with forest sector valuation systems. Such an analysis can contribute to the increase of synergies among the different assessment methodologies. As we say, there are already existing methodologies. We should be using those and not trying to reinvent the wheel, but try to see how they can be comparable to using them, the ones that we have been developing in the forest sector, and those may be adapted to be able to fit for the forest sector. Consequently, it will provide better information for policymakers about the evident contribution of the forest sector to a green economy and about needs for policy measures necessary to enhance this contribution. Today's workshop will provide you with an opportunity to share knowledge and to discuss these topics. We really urge you to participate, to ask questions, to share your own experiences on this subject from your home countries, from your organizations. It is meant as a first step to the analytical process, essential for evidence-based policymaking, to be able to measure progress towards a transition to a green economy. Please receive my warmest wishes for a very productive and inspiring discussion. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Yvonne, for these opening remarks. And I would like to give the floor also to our sister organization, FAO, because we have a joint integrated work program. We have also developed the Rovaniemi Action Plan jointly. So I'm very happy to announce Mrs. Sandra Aviles. She is the director and interim and senior advisor responsible for humanitarian affairs and program development at the FAO office in Geneva. Prior to joining FAO, Mrs. Aviles held assignments with ILO, IFAD, and the World Bank. In the course of her current work, Mrs. Aviles had led interagency and donor work on preparedness, financing, and risk management. She will have to leave later on, but I'm very happy that you could take time to be with us for the opening. Thank you very much. You have the floor.